From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Democrats are trying to advance legislation today that would penalize American companies that close facilities in the U.S. and open new ones overseas. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says those firms would be slapped with higher taxes, while companies that bring jobs to the U.S. would get tax breaks.
We're going to take away the incentives that these corporations have to send their jobs overseas and give them powerful new incentives to keep American jobs here in America.
Reid has set a vote to cut off debate on the measure later this morning, but Republicans, including Senator John Kyle of Arizona, say the tax increases in the bill would make U.S. companies less competitive.
We're talking again about taxing Americans more at a very time when we should be finding ways to reduce the tax burden on Americans.
Kyle also says the tax breaks would be difficult to administer, but Democrats are hoping, if nothing else, to get political mileage from the measure among voters who believe American jobs are being lost because U.S. corporations are moving them overseas. The economy and jobs are on the focus of President Obama today as he holds another backyard conversation, this time with a family in Albuquerque, New Mexico. NPR's Scott Horsley says it's part of Mr. Obama's effort to bolster support for Democrats in the upcoming congressional elections.
The president's sales job is made more difficult by the sluggish economy, which has left many voters frustrated. Mr. Obama acknowledged as much on NBC, saying he feels that frustration acutely.
As long as unemployment is as high as it is, as long as we haven't recovered as quickly as we should have, people are going to be hurting.
New Mexico's unemployment rate is below the national average, but it inched up last month to 8.3%. Over the last year, this state has lost nearly 10,000 jobs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Albuquerque.
A suicide bomber in Afghanistan has detonated a blast that killed the deputy governor of a key southern province there. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports 5 others died in the blast and 8 were wounded.
The deputy governor of Ghazni province, Mohammad Kazim Alayar, had survived several years in office and at least one other assassination attempt. But just after 8 in the morning local time, a suicide bomber on a motorbike detonated next to his car, killing the deputy governor along with his son, his nephew, and one of his guards. 2 other bystanders died in the massive explosion near an Afghan army checkpoint on the main highway between Ghazni and Kandahar. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il has made his youngest son a 4-star general, his first public title, and it's a move being seen as confirmation that 28-year-old Kim Jong-un will eventually succeed him. The announcement came during the country's largest political meeting in years. Despite his declining health, though, Kim Jong-il was reappointed Secretary General of the Workers' Party, which indicates that he is not yet ready to give up his control of the country. This is NPR News from Washington. Workers are going to inspect a 14-mile-long levee that's leaking in Wisconsin this morning to see if it's strong enough to hold back floodwaters. Kelly Kidd is among scores of people who've been evacuated as a precaution.
We took all the furniture out, the floorboards we pulled up, everything. I had a lot of friends and coworkers here helping.
Officials say they're cautiously optimistic the levee protecting the area will hold. Today is the first anniversary of the brutal military crackdown on a pro-democracy rally in Guinea. An estimated 150 people were killed and scores of women were raped. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports it appears none of those responsible has yet been brought to trial.
New York-based Human Rights Watch warns there has been no justice after the deadly violence in the main stadium in Guinea's capital Conakry a year ago. The lobby group says prosecuting the culprits should be a top priority for both Guinea and its international partners. But focus has shifted away from the victims and survivors of the mass killings and rapes to the shaky political situation in Guinea. After a first round of presidential elections in June, a decisive runoff vote has been much delayed. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Police in New Jersey have arrested a 25-year-old man in connection with a shooting at Seton Hall University that killed one student and wounded 4 other people. The shooting occurred during a weekend party at an off-campus house. Essex County Prosecutor Robert Lorino says the suspect had been ejected from that party.
Apparently, he was upset that he had been thrown out of the party. With that, he returned to the party with a gun and began randomly firing within the house.
Lorino says the man faces murder charges and police are seeking a second suspect in the case. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.